Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." In these devotionals, I often select one verse and rarely more than three. However, whenever possible, I would always encourage you to have your Bible open so that you can see the setting of the chosen verses. We're probably all very familiar with this story of Jesus welcoming children. For some reason, the disciples had tried to stop parents from bringing their children to Jesus for him to bless them. We're not told why they did so, but it may well have been simply because they felt that Jesus was far too important a person to be troubled by little children. However, look at the verses which precede this story. The Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus by asking some awkward legal questions. In the Old Testament, Moses had allowed for the possibility of divorce for unfaithfulness, but through the centuries there had been much dispute about this. By the time of Jesus, the rabbinic school of Hillel taught that a husband could divorce his wife for matters as trivial as burning his supper. This was such an area of controversy that the Pharisees felt sure that they could trip Jesus up. But they failed miserably. He reminded them of the way in which God had given the wonderful gift of marriage in Genesis and of the fact that divorce had been granted as a concession to their hard hearts. I believe that Jesus was telling his hearers not to make things too complicated. The Pharisees were trying to tie him up in knots through their sophisticated arguments. Jesus would have none of it. He challenged his followers then and challenges us today to come to him like children. That doesn't mean that we should dodge the difficult issues. But we need to ensure that we're always coming to him with childlike trust. So let me ask you a question. In what ways can you be guilty of making things too complicated? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to come to you with childlike trust. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.